A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hello everybody, I'm Aaron Noon and welcome along Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday. It's our first episode of these Repco Supercars Weeklies. This is part of the V8 Sleuth podcast. It's our chance to take that little short, quick break to have a look at what's going on in the Repco Supercars Championship. If you're new to the podcast, we do these every week, sometimes Friday, sometimes Thursday, depends when there's breaking news and various information going around, but it is the latest in news, notes and quotes from the world of supercars. And a reminder too, you can enjoy a range of content, news, podcasts, videos and comps right now on the Repco Garage. Visit it online at garage.repco.com.au. Now, of course, all the chat at the moment in supercars is about Gen 3, the brand new cars being put together in time for the first round of the championship, which is the thrifty Newcastle 500 in early March. Lots going on. No cars finished yet. Teams waiting for parts. There is all sorts of stuff happening. The latest announcement, or the latest confirmation, I should say, today, Triple Eight, who had originally said that they were planning on testing Monday, now will not be at Queensland Raceway. They've confirmed that today. Dick Johnson Racing had already pulled the pin on trying to get to Queensland Raceway for Monday, January 30. Feb 7 is now their mooted test date, and Triple Eight's now targeting Feb 9, given it has the Bathurst 12-hour next weekend, running a pair of Mercedes-Benz AMG GT3 cars in the around-the-clock GT Bathurst Classic. A bit of news at Brad Jones Racing, who, by the way, massive kudos to BJR. They have done a super job with their video series on social media that's been keeping everyone up to date and informed with what's been happening with their Gen 3 builds, their engine arrivals, all of the different parts and features of the Gen 3 cars. They've done a super job, so well done to Rachel Cherry and Brad Jones and the whole team BJR. I think that's been fantastic stuff. If you haven't seen it, we've been running some of them on our website. Follow BJR on Facebook and their socials to see those videos. They've locked in their race engineers for this year too, by the way. So a couple of little changes there. No change with Andre Heimgartner. He stays with Tony Woodward. Bryce Forward in the 14 Midis car stays with Phil Keed. Julian Stannard returns to race engineering. He'll look after Jack Smith in car four. Of course, Paul Forgey, who was with Jack for the last few years, has gone to Matt Stone Racing. And Andrew Donnelly steps up from data engineering to become race engineer for Macaulay Jones in the number 96 car. Now, speaking of engineering, a little bit of confirmation too from Grove Racing that Matt Payne is going to step up from Super 2 with his engineer. Jack Bell is going to be on the headset to Matt in car 19. That's a new number to get used to. Back on the grid, of course, the former Team Sydney and Techno number is now with Grove Racing for Matt Painter Drive this year. If you missed the news earlier in the week, Zane Goddard has got a lifeline back into the Repco Supercars Championship. He's been confirmed as Craig Lowndes' co-driver in the 888 Super Cheap Auto Wildcard for the Repco Bathurst 1000 later in the year. Of course, it's the 60th anniversary great race at Bathurst this year. It is going to be a belter. Of course, Lowndes lines up for his 30th Bathurst 1000. Only Peter Brock and Jim Richards have more starts in the race's history. So by putting that 23-year-old Zane Goddard into that car, that pretty much now tells us that we'll see Jamie Wincup back with Brock Feeney. That's what we're expecting anyway. Of course, Richie Stanaway already confirmed to drive with Shane Van Gisbergen in the number 97 Camaro. Got to get used to saying that. Not a Commodore, it's a Camaro. Now, next week, Bathurst 12-hour is on. Lots of supercars drivers and teams are involved. V8 Sleuth, we're involved too. We'll be on the ground with our biggest ever coverage of the 12-hour next week on track from Friday through to Sunday. Of course, so many of the headlines are going in the way of Valentino Rossi. Can't wait to see him drive in that Team WRT BMW. He'll grab lots of headlines. But there's plenty of familiar faces and names for supercars fans to tune in for. Chas Mostert's been confirmed again to drive in an Audi with Liam Talbot and Fraser Ross, who he drove with last year. We're going to see Shane Van Gisbergen and Brock Feeney, obviously, with the 888 Mercedes team. In the other car, Jamie Wincup, Richie Stanaway will team up in an AM entry. We're going to see Anton Di Pasquale in the Grove Racing Porsche with Stephen and Brenton Grove. David Reynolds is back with his old friend Tony Bates in a Mercedes. And James Golding's going to team up as part of the Brad Schumacher Premier Racing combination Audi. We'll see, of course, Wincup, Stanaway, Craig Lowndes in a Merc as well with Alex Davison. 26-car field confirmed for the 12-hour for next weekend. A couple of last-minute dropouts of two of the overseas entries. So it is a small field. It's only slightly bigger than last year's race, but it is really quite well packed. There's some cool cars in among there. Probably the only little criticism I've got is the variety's just not quite there. Yes, we'd love a bigger field, but gee, wasn't it good when we had the Ferrari, the Nissan, the Bentley? We've pretty much got Audi versus Mercedes-Benz. All the cars are pretty much of a muchness. There's a little bit of Porsche in there as well. Lots of German cars. We want to see some of the Italians and the Japanese cars back in the 12-hour. I'm sure in the years to come that's going to happen. But nevertheless, it's going to be a ripping race. It always is. We can't wait to be there. And hopefully, we'll see plenty of you there as well. Because at the 12-hour, we're going to hold our first V8 Sleuth Open night of the year. Garth Tander, the five-time Bathurst 1000 winner and part of the commentary crew for the 12-hour, is going to be our special guest. We will talk 12-hour, 24-hour, 1000, you name it. We'll talk about it with GT. The 2007 V8 Supercars champ will be our special guest. You can get your tickets now. They are available. Just click on the link in the show notes for this podcast and it will take you directly to where you can order those tickets. Lock yourself in. If you've not been to one of them before, they're a bit of a chance to have a sit down, a talk night for motorsport fans. Garth obviously has been there and done it, so there's lots to ask him about. There'll be a chance for you to ask questions as well, grab an autograph, grab a photo, and also have a wander around the museum and check out some of the cool stuff. They've got some amazing cars, motorbikes, memorabilia. It is a pretty sensational place to be. Now, this weekend, got to tell you about this one too, because if you love your motorsport history like we do, the old cars particularly, there's a pretty amazing auction that's on. In fact, it's the Unreal Collection Auction that Lloyd's Auctions are running from 12 p.m. Sunday, Jan 29. There's a huge collection of road and race cars from a private collection, rarities, replicas, races, all sorts. So just to give you a very quick snapshot, the Ian Gagan, Pete Gagan's three-time Australian Touring Car Championship winning Ford Mustang GTA, the Tirana XU1 tribute that Peter Brock ran in Targa Tasmania and also in the Bianchi series later on. In fact, it's one of the last circuit race cars that he ever raced. There's two Perkins-built V8 supercars, Kevin Waldock's Falcon EF, remember that? One of the lightweight Falcon EF chassis. Scott Pye's Walkinshaw Andretti United 2018 Boost Mobile ZB Commodore. It's been fully restored to the livery as he won at Albert Park in 2018. Gary Rogers' VL Commodore, yes, the one that John Andretti co-drove on crutches and crashed at Bathurst in 1988, plus a whole heap more road cars, race cars. It is pretty amazing. You can watch the auction live on Sunday to see how it all goes on the Lloyd's Facebook page and their YouTube channel as well. Now, on this day, the date, just checking the calendar, January 27, on this day, back in 1996, the first round of the 1996 Australian Touring Car Championship at what was then called Eastern Creek. Of course, remember, it was on the short track. It was under lights. Craig Lowndes won the round, his debut Australian Touring Car Championship appearance with the Holden Racing Team. He shared the podium with Wayne Gardner and John Bow, who won the first race of three. That was the first time, actually, that we had the three-race format come into the championship back then. And remember, too, Peter Brock, Mark Scaife got together in the fence. Both cars pretty badly damaged. That forced them, actually, into spare cars for round two at Sandown. So on this day, 1996, Jan 27. Wow, it feels like yesterday. Time flies when you're having fun. 27 years ago, 1996. Wowee. Now, next week, V8 Sleuth podcast is back on Wednesday. Will Dale and I will answer more of your questions, another Q&A episode. There's always plenty of interesting topics that you guys and girls come up with, so we're going to go through those that have been raised by our listeners and our readers. We'll dive into another bunch of those next week. And, of course, Tuesday's Castrol Motorsport News podcast. It's back up and running. Award-winning Andrew Van Leeuwen, Stefan Bartholomaeus. The boys, no doubt, will have the latest and greatest in what's going on with Gen 3 preparations and testing as we roll on in to that first round in the streets of Newcastle in early March. Right, that's us done. Have a great weekend. Thanks for rejoining us with Repco Supercars Weekly, and I'll chat to you again next week.